Welcome to WUSF's Daily News Summary Podcast, a review of the day's news from Florida.
I'm WUSF Morning Edition host Carson Cooper. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. The wind and white caps in the area today are courtesy of Ida. The storm is out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico right now, about 350 miles west of Tampa Bay, but it shouldn't get any closer to the Bay Area. Forecasters expect it to keep heading on to the north and hit land somewhere around Pensacola.
Hurricane conditions are expected somewhere in that area within the next 24 hours.
That's Todd Kimberlin with the National Hurricane Center of Miami. Hurricane season ends, by the way, officially 3 weeks from today. Terrence Graham was 16 when he was convicted of armed robbery, or armed burglary, rather, in Jacksonville. Joe Sullivan was 13 when he was convicted of rape in Pensacola. Both are serving life without parole, and neither crime involved a homicide. Their cases are now before the U.S. Supreme Court, which will consider whether the sentences violate Eighth Amendment protection against cruel and unusual punishment. Florida officials stand by the guidelines, saying they are what caused a 30% drop in juvenile crime from 1994 to 2004. We'll have more on today's cases before the high court coming up at 8:21 on Morning Edition. President Obama has signed a measure that extends unemployment benefits for 14 weeks. The way it looks, this will affect around a 250,000 Floridians. Margie Menzel reports from Tallahassee.
As of the end of October, more than 61,000 Floridians had exhausted all state and federally extended benefits, according to the Agency for Workforce Innovation. Director of Unemployment Compensation Tom Clendenning told lawmakers this week that the demand for unemployment compensation services has tripled statewide.
We paid $647 million in benefits in September alone. That was a 147% increase over September of 2008. And in July, we paid just under $700 million in benefits.
Florida's Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund was depleted in late August. Since then, the state has received more than $567 million from the federal government to pay out on benefits. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Margie Menzel.
If you smell smoke in the area, eastern Hillsborough County, that is from a brush fire in Alafaya River State Park. Firefighters have been working on it, but they say it's still growing. At last check, up to around 500 acres. No one's been hurt, and no buildings appear to be in danger. Joseph Canistra of Land O'Lakes learned the hard way it was not his dog. Early yesterday morning, he saw something under his car. He thought he was reaching for his dog until the alligator bit back. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says the 5-foot gator parked itself under his car. Canistra got away with just a few cuts, stitches on both hands, and should be fine. The animal adventures continued yesterday morning. Two Pinellas sheriff's deputies were investigating a house being burglarized in the East Lake area when they discovered a deer inside. It broke a window to get in and broke a few things while inside. They were able to usher it out the garage door, where it promptly ran into the nearby woods. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We are able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. Now for a look at the stories that made news later in the day, here's WUSF's Susan Giles-Wantuck.
Thanks, Carson.
I'm Joshua Stewart. The Sarasota Music Festival will play on this year after a $250,000 donation from the Kaiserman Foundation. In August, the Sarasota Orchestra had announced a one-year hiatus for the world-renowned festival because of budget deficits and lower attendance. The foundation's one-year gift will pay for the festival's operations, an enhanced marketing campaign, and a performance by the Sarasota Orchestra. The orchestra's board is also forming a task force to evaluate the festival and plan for the future. Also, orchestra president and CEO Joseph McKenna says contract talks with the orchestra's musicians will resume this week. McKenna says a concert at the festival will be one of the topics for negotiation as the parties try to come to terms on a new agreement. Ida is weakening as it moves into the northern Gulf of Mexico, and it's no longer a hurricane. The storm's winds are down to about 70 miles an hour, and forecasters expect Tropical Storm Ida to make landfall late tonight or early tomorrow morning. Despite the downgrade, Florida Governor Charlie Crist is not taking Ida lightly.
This morning, I declared a state of emergency in all Florida counties. We were reminded last year during Tropical Storm Fay that a storm does not have to be a hurricane to be life-threatening. I urge all Floridians, as a result, to be vigilant, to be careful, and make sure that even in the aftermath of the storm, we're being cautious.
State officials warn that the main dangers from Ida will be winds, flooding, storm surge, and some isolated tornadoes. A high school senior won't go to jail for borrowing his mother's car when he was 15 and causing a fatal accident. Sean Ledesma, who is now 17, was sentenced today to 2 years of house arrest and 4 more years of probation. He pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide. Authorities say he was driving his mother's car with just a learner's permit when he caused an accident that killed one of his 5 teenage passengers. The boy's mother pleaded guilty to manslaughter for allowing her son to drive illegally. She's begun serving 3 years of house arrest and must spend 30 days in jail.
And those are just some of today's top stories on WUSF 89.7. This podcast is a free service of WUSF 89.7. We're able to bring you this service thanks to the generous support of our members. To become a WUSF member, log on to our website, wusf.org. I'm Susan Giles-Wantuck. Thanks for listening.